Welcome to the Reiki Show, hosted by Bronwyn and Franz Diener of the International House of Reiki. Bronwyn and Franz teach Reiki around the globe and are the authors of the Reiki Sourcebook, the Japanese Art of Reiki, the Reiki Techniques card deck, and the soon-to-be-released A to Z of Reiki. The music you are listening to, Reiki Khan, is available at the International House of Reiki website, www.reiki.net.au. Hi, my name's Bronwyn.
And my name is Franz.
And today we have Rick Vrenius from the Reiki Council in America. And Rick is the co-founder with his wife Connie of a technique called Reiki Sage. Now, if you haven't guessed already, this is a mix between Reiki and massage. So, Rick, tell us, what do you find, or what have you found to be the benefit of mixing these two separate practices together?
Well, Reiki Sage is built on the idea that we as human beings are put together in, like, three universes. We have a physical body, we have an energy system, and we have a spiritual body. For a long time, I had practiced energy work, and people had people who weren't familiar with energy work were hesitant to pay for something when somebody was just standing there with their holding their hands over them. And so we were looking for, okay, how can we let people experience energy and the benefits of energy while still giving them the comfort of knowing that at the very least they're going to get a nice massage out of it. So we started to blend those two concepts together, and ultimately what we designed was a system that addressed the physical body, the energy body, and the spiritual body all at the same time, giving you all the benefits of therapeutic massage, all the benefits of doing Reiki-style energy work, and all the benefits of doing spiritual healing. And number one, people absolutely love this. People who have gotten massage and then go and try Reiki-sage and then go back to regular massage again talk about how regular massage feels just flat. There's an emptiness to it that gets filled through Reiki-sage. So that's a wonderful benefit. But we also started to notice that people seem to be able to make changes faster. You know, people would, with a lot of tension in their body, would be able to start to reduce that tension, and they would respond faster, and the benefits would last longer. In the beginning, we really didn't understand why all this was working, but we were pretty happy with the fact that it was. But the more that we got to understand it, the more we realized that each of these three universes that we operate in influence each other. And so if you go in and do traditional massage, you get the physical body to relax, but you still have the dynamics of the energy system putting pressure and creating this force against the physical body, and the physical body is going to go back to the same way that it was because of all the emotions and all the movement of the energy from the etheric body. When you do energy work, you can get all those emotions and energies moving freely, but the physical body doesn't get a whole lot of immediate direct influence. So what Reiki Sage does is, by getting the physical body to relax, that opens up the channels of the energy body. When the energy body is able to be free with the physical body, then the communication from spirit is much more open, and things change very rapidly, and people just kind of drift off the table. They really enjoy that.
Well, I think I want to get up on a table.
How is it structured? Is it only for other people, or can you do it on yourself?
Reiki Sage is actually designed to be done for other people. If you were to watch somebody doing a Reiki Sage, it would look like somebody was doing a massage with the client fully clothed. That's the way that we teach it in the classes, but it's also very easy to adapt into a traditional Swedish or Esalen-style massage. It's actually a 200-hour certification course to become a certified Reiki Sage practitioner. It's modeled after several other systems like reflexology and craniosacral therapy, using the same types of mechanisms in terms of the certification. It's a series of weekend workshops, and so in the first workshop, it's Reiki Sage Level 1. You learn the foundations of how do you do physical touch. So you don't need to be a massage therapist to do this, depending on the area and the licensing of that particular region. But here in Illinois, you don't need to be a licensed massage therapist as long as you're certified as a Reiki Sage practitioner. So you learn the foundations of how to touch somebody, how to start developing the sense of increasing your perception so that while you're touching somebody physically, you're also paying attention to what's happening energetically and spiritually at the same time. So your intuition and your perceptive skills expand tremendously. People find leaps in terms of their ability to sense energy when they're using this system. And you also learn something that's very important that isn't taught in many systems, and that's what exactly is health. You know, people talk about health as the absence of disease or infirmity or some of these other traditional definitions, but none of those definitions give you a target to shoot for when you're doing this type of work. So we created a definition of health and a complete understanding of how health fits in physically, energetically, and spiritually, how those three blend together to create our total package of our health and our experience of vitality or disease in a physical form. By the end of that first training, you have all the foundations that are necessary to begin practicing on family and friends. After that, there is an advanced class that goes much more in depth into therapeutic application. So if you have somebody who's having low back issues or neck issues or shoulder issues, specific ways of being able to approach those using the Reiki Sage philosophy to begin to create change in the physical body through the energy and the spiritual bodies. And you also move more into the philosophy of understanding the concepts of sacred space, how that becomes not only a concept of I'm going to make my treatment room a sacred space, but how we have sacred space inside of our body, and we can use those sacred spaces to begin to facilitate the healing process. The intermediate level is blending energy and touch with reflexology. So we've got a beginning and advanced class with a system that we call Reiki Reflex. And traditional reflexology is a system that when people do it the correct way, it's actually fairly uncomfortable. It's a painful process because in order to stimulate the reflexes, you have to use a lot of force. So it's a little bit uncomfortable for the client, and it's a lot of effort for your joints, and so it's very difficult on the therapist's body. The way that we teach you how to do that with the energy makes it so much easier on your client because you don't have to create pain. Use the energy to be able to extend and open those communication channels. And because you don't have to use that level of force, it's a lot easier on your body as well. So you can do reflexology for hours and hours and hours without feeling that you've damaged yourselves like in some of the other systems. And then the last training level is the Reiki Sage Mastery class. You learn in-depth philosophies of how does this system work, how is it mirrored in nature. We begin the class talking about the creation of the universe from a scientific perspective and drawing parallels between the theories that the scientists have created and showing how that same process is reflected in our philosophy within Reiki Sage of how life happens.
That sounds really thorough.
So this is a very comprehensive program. And then there's also a business class so that once you have the techniques, you're not just a person with techniques. You actually know how to run the practice as well.
Yeah.
That's kind of important.
Absolutely. And what sort of person do you find that you get as a student for this sort of class?
We get a lot of massage therapists who come in. We get a large number of Reiki practitioners who are not really interested in learning a complete system of massage therapy. They want to know how to do touch, but they don't want to get into the full spectrum of what massage therapy represents. And then we also get nurses and physicians who want to come in, chiropractors who want to be able to understand our system of healing as a way of beginning to modify their own philosophy and their own approach to how they practice medicine. We've actually had several medical doctors come through and found great benefit with it.
Rick, why do you think that touch is so important?
Touch is actually a need. It's one of the human needs for our ability to thrive. If you take a baby and nobody ever touches that baby, they can get all the nutrition that they want. They can even get all the attention that they want. But without that physical touch, there just isn't the connection that happens. And in most cases that I'm aware of, there's generally a failure to thrive. It's an instinct that we have. It's a demand that we have. And I think that within that physical contact, there's also a tremendous amount of energy contact, and within that there's also a tremendous amount of spiritual contact. We need to have that sense of connection, because each time we touch somebody, I believe that we have a small remembrance of that state of oneness that we all come from.
Before, you talked about setting up a sacred space within yourself. Can you maybe delve a little bit deeper into that?
Sacred space is a very significant concept within this approach. We have throughout our bodies a number of places where there are separations, where there's spaces that are created. For instance, at the elbow or at the shoulder or at the hip or the knee, these major joints are places where there's two bones that come together, but there's a separation between those two bones. If there wasn't a separation, there'd be no opportunity for movement. They would be fused and there'd be no ability for movement. That space creates potential for movement. Well, within these joints, we have mid-range chakras. And those mid-range chakras are opportunities. They're like mini heads. They're sources of wisdom, sources of understanding. Tremendous knowledge is built into each one of these joints. And those power centers, those mid-range chakras, give us the ability to turn that potential for movement into the actual expression of movement. Well, in Reiki Sage, we learn how to address these different sacred spaces within the body. We also start to recognize the understanding that treatment room, it's not just creating a sense of boundary around you to, say, prevent negative influences from coming into the room, that when you do a healing treatment and you're fully present and your client is receptive and available, there's a shift that happens. And inside of that shift, you can be standing in your treatment room, and then a second later, you're working with your client, but you're not standing in the same room that you were before. You feel like you're someplace completely different. And that's because energetically and spiritually, you are in a different place. You've moved out of space and time so that it's just you and it's just your client and the two of you working together to bring that person back to a place of remembering who and what they are, remembering the divinity within themselves. And when that divinity comes to the surface, that's when the opportunities for tremendous change and actually transformation are become available. So Reiki Sage gives people a specific way of thinking, a specific way of being able to create the dynamics that allow sacred space to happen, so that you can not just have a treatment room, but you actually have an environment that's conducive to healing, that will support you and your client in the processes of healing and be able to avoid the judgments and the limitations of beliefs and those types of things that will prevent healing from happening where otherwise great opportunities are available.
You've obviously created, as you said, a very comprehensive concept here. Have you got any tips for Reiki practitioners, since this is a Reiki podcast, and who might be interested in including a little bit of massage into what they do, just an idea for them, you know, something that might help them with that?
The first thing is to be aware of your local laws. Depending on what country you're in, depending on what area of that country you're in, the rules can be different. Recognize that if there is a local massage licensing, most likely doing any type of manipulation of the soft tissues will fall within that. Having said that, if you want to begin incorporating some of these ideas, one of the things that can be helpful is many people will run energy while they do massage. That's wonderful. It feels great. A lot of benefits to that, but it's not Reiki Sage. Being able to recognize the relationship between energy and the physical body is very important. So being able to take a little bit of time, and when you're massaging somebody's shoulders, energetically there is a dynamic associated with the shoulders and the chest. And part of what that dynamic is understanding that this is the area where we hold the consciousness of our sense of responsibility and duty. When a person takes that area of responsibility and duty and starts to add tension to it, that tension converts duty and responsibilities into burdens and converts the things that we need to do and makes them difficult and weighty and hard to manage. So when you're working with an area, like the shoulders, begin to massage those areas and begin to recognize that what we're doing is we're pouring the energy into it, we're creating separation within the fibers of the muscles themselves and pouring the energy into the spaces in between. In the process, what we're doing is creating a sense of freedom into the same area. And when you give burden a sense of freedom, all of a sudden it becomes opportunity. So within the body, just by simply creating a change in tension, a change in stress in the shoulder and chest area, you have the ability to have a person go from being burdened and struggling with life to being able to have a sense of opportunity and a sense of freedom and looking forward into the future. And all of a sudden, their entire relationship with life can change.
Excellent. Just harking back to the first thing that you said there, I think it is really important that if people are working professionally and they start manipulating bodies, they need to know what they're doing.
There's a lot of what in medical terms are contraindications or a lot of conditions that you need to be aware of that by manipulating the physical body, you can actually create more damage than good. Like, for instance, people may not think of a fever, but a fever is not a time to start manipulating the body with any type of massage-like techniques because that will actually change the body's internal processing. It can break the fever, and the fever's there for a reason. And you want to make sure that the ability to break that fever, that the ability to make the decision to break that fever requires medical knowledge. So there's times when manipulating the physical body is not appropriate because it can literally create more damage. If a person is susceptible to blood clotting, it's possible to cause them to throw a clot and actually stroke. So there's a lot of knowledge that needs to go into understanding the physical body and its needs before doing a lot of intensive work in terms of physical manipulation.
If people want to learn Reiki Sage, where can they go to? How can they contact you?
Reiki Sage is governed by the Reiki Council. They're the exclusive regulating body worldwide. And you can reach us at www.ReikiCouncil.com, which is ReikiCouncil.com. Or if you're calling to the United States, it's area code 630-790-3542.
Thank you. That sounds really interesting, and I think that there could be a lot of people out there who do want to create a place where they can bring those two ideas together and get a lot of benefit from that. Thank you, Rick.
My pleasure.
I'll see you tomorrow on 9:30 for my appointment.
All right. Reserved for you.
Can you do it distant?
There you go.